The pasuk says at the beginning of the parasha, "Va'amar Paro livnei Yisrael nevuchem hem ba'aretz," that after Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, Paro is going to say, "Livnei Yisrael," that Klal Yisrael is locked in the midbar. They're lost in the midbar. They don't know where to go. What does it mean, Livnei Yisrael? Paro is going to say to Bnei Yisrael, "Bnei Yisrael, I'm not there anymore." So, well, who's he talking to? So Rashi says it doesn't mean that Paro would say to Bnei Yisrael, but rather he talk about Bnei Yisrael, al Bnei Yisrael. He'd say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Paro is going to tell his officers, is going to tell his men that Klal Yisrael are locked. The Chizakti is like Paro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to harden Paro's heart and he's going to run after Bnei Yisrael and there'll be a big nice, there'll be Kriyas Yamsa. So according to this approach of Rashi, the words Livnei Yisrael mean al Bnei Yisrael. The Targum Yonasan seems to interpret differently. The Targum Yonasan says, "V'yema Paro l'dosan va'aviram b'nei Yisrael d'mishtarim b'mitzrayim," etc. That Paro would say to dosan va'aviram, the b'nei Yisrael who remained in Mitzrayim, he'll tell them that Klal Yisrael are locked in the midbar. The Targum is clearly troubled. L'vnei Yisrael should mean to b'nei Yisrael, but which b'nei Yisrael are still in the in Mitzrayim? So he says, "Dosan va'aviram." Dosan va'aviram was still in Mitzrayim, so Paro is going to tell them, look, Bnei Yisrael are locked in the midbar, they don't know their way out. It seems very strange. If Dosan va'aviram didn't want to leave Mitzrayim with the rest of Bnei Yisrael, so why did they die during Makas Choshech? You know, Rashi says that all the Rishayim who didn't want to leave with Bnei Yisrael, they died during Choshech. So if Dosan va'aviram wanted to remain in Mitzrayim, so then they should have died. What are they still doing there? That Paro could talk to them. They should have died during Makas Toshev. What's more, there's another Medrash that's quoted in the Machzor Beis Yisrael. Medrash says that Dosan v'Aviram didn't leave with Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim initially, but then when they saw the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw the Mitzrayim were drowned, so then they had Charata, and they wanted to join Bnei Yisrael. So they came, but Bnei Yisrael were on the other side of the Yamsuf. Hashem made a special miracle. There was a Kriyas Yamsuf just for them. Dosan v'Aviram had a special Kriyas Yamsuf just for them, and they were able to join with the rest of Bnei Yisrael. Some even claim that it's Meduik in the Pesukim, because the Pesuk says initially, Bnei Yisrael holchu b'soch hayam by Yabasha. The Klal Yisrael went b'soch hayam by Yabasha. The Yam turned into Yabasha. And then the next Pesuk says, Bnei Yisrael holchu by Yabasha b'soch hayam. It flips it. Why is it flipping? And someone has suggested, well, the second time that it was Nikra, it was already Yabasha. It turned into Yabasha. So this Yam that turned into Yabasha was Nikra again. For Dosan v'Aviram, the Yam was Nikra again. How do we understand this? Dosan v'Aviram were terrible Rishayim, always created trouble. In this week's parasha, they left over from the month, and they're always complaining. And finally, they became part of Adas Korach. They were terrible Rishayim. So why should they have Nisim occur to them? Why should they be saved from Makas Choshech? And why should the Yam split just for them? Now, real Diskin suggests at the end of Parsha Shmos that Dosan v'Aviram were terrible Rishayim, but they had one thing going for them. And that is they took it on the chin for Bnei Yisrael. They suffered, they sacrificed, they gave up for Klal Yisrael. And that's why they were zocha to these nisim. Because Dosan v'Aviram were among the shotrim of Bnei Yisrael. You know, the pasuk at the end of Shmos says, Vayuku shotrim Bnei Yisrael asher somu aleihem nogse paro, that they were shotrim and they were nogsim. That Klal Yisrael had to produce all the bricks, and they had shotrim, they had Jewish policemen on top of them. And they were noxim, they were taskmasters, Mitzri taskmasters on top of the Jewish shotrim. And when Paro gave his decree that Bnei Yisrael wouldn't be given the tevin anymore, they'd have to go out to collect the tevin for the bricks. So the shotrim protected Bnei Yisrael. They didn't beat them up. But the noxim punished the shotrim. The Egyptian taskmasters beat the shotrim up. When Moshe and Aaron came out of Paro to complain, it says, "Vayivku as Moshe v'as Aaron nitzovim lekrosam v'tzeisam me'ez Paro." That the shotrim in Israel met Moshe and Aaron as they came out of Paro. Who are these shotrim? Nitzim v'nitzov. Every nitzim v'nitzovim is dosan v'avir. Dosan v'avir were these shotrim. Zokta Maril Diskin. Dosan v'avir may have been Rishoyim, but they suffered on behalf of Klal Yisrael. They protected Klal Yisrael by sacrificing, by taking the pain of the Noksim without giving it back to the Noksim. And someone who sacrifices for a fellow Jew, be zochet to a geula. He can be zochet to a personal geula. He can be zochet to nisim. That's why they didn't die during Makas Choshech, and that's why the Yam split especially for them. The pasuk says, Hayom ro'a vayonos, that the Yamsuf saw and it ran away. Who did it see? The Medrash says it was Ro'a Arono Shal Yosef, saw the Aron of Yosef passing, so it was Nos Mipnei Hanas. Yosef HaTzadik, when Eishes Potiphar tempts him, it says, Vayonos Vayetzei HaChutza, that Yosef ran away. So when the Yam saw the Aron of Yosef, the Nos, it was Nos Mipnei Hanas. Sounds like a beautiful play on words, but what's the Medrash saying? What are Chazal saying? The Yam ran away from Yosef. Yosef was a Nos, so the Yam was Nos as well. So some want to suggest that Yosef was misgaber on his teva. He overcame his natural temptations, his natural inclination to sin. Someone who's misgaber on his teva, someone who overcomes his nature, someone who sacrifices not to give in to his natural instincts, and he's mevatel his rotzen to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such an individual, teva gives back to such a person. If a person controls his teva, if he overcomes his teva, then teva is meshugat to him, teva gives back to him. What does it mean that someone is in control of his teva? So first of all, it means he's in control of his taivas, Ezeo Gibra, Kovesh, Yisitzro. The person is in control of his physical drives and desires. He's a Gibor. That's the first level. It's the basic level of being in control of one's teva. But being in control of one's teva also means to give up to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be moser nefesh, to be moser one's ratzon. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Batel ritzoncha mipnei ritzona. Give up from your ruts. Give up a little bit of your sleep, of your time, of your creature comforts to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also being in control. Being in control of one's teva, in control of one's ratzon. To give up one's ratzon for Torah and mitzvahs. And there's a third level to this as well, and that is a person has to be in control of his midos. To control one's temper, to be mavar al midosov, to forgive easily, to be like one of those who are nelovim ve'enam olvim, they're insulted but they don't respond in kind, to ignore an insult, that's also part of being in control of one's teva. Such a person who's in control of his own teva is zochet to the brachos of teva. He's zochet to health and to parnasa. And sometimes he might even be zochet to bracha that's even lemaila min ha-teva. That's the pshat in the Medrash. Hayom ra'a vayonos nos mipnei hanos. The Yamsuf operated lemaila min ha-teva in the schus of Yosef, who controlled his teva, controlled his natural temptations when he ran away from Eishes Potiphar. We all want bracha. We want overflowing bracha. But the way to be zochet to that bracha is to be in control, to control one's teva, to sacrifice, to be mevatel one's rotzon to the rotzon Hashem ben adam lachavera ben adam lamakom. That's the way to be zochet to real bracha. Shabbos.